Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as the Used Book Guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? We gotta keep it. All right. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Me and Johnny were talking a while before this, so my brain's really not fully in. Today's topic is a good one and kind of defeats the purpose of this whole podcast. Be careful and stop listening to content creators when it comes to your reselling business. And we're also going to kind of dive into diversification a little bit on the back end here, because I've been thinking about this since this whole Amazon thing that's kind of happened recently. And Johnny just got a hold of this topic 2 seconds before we went live here. So for me, when I think about, hey, Amazon, we don't get the buy box, it's a glitch, whatever people want to call it, whatever conspiracy theories, it is what it is, right? Me and John look at things, it is what it is. We let it go. We make decisions, not right away. You let things kind of work themselves out like it did prior. But I think the problem is, as resellers, we kind of come on to reselling from social media, right? Like that's our SOP is social media and YouTube and things like that. But the problem with social media, it also comes with a lot of like anxiety fueled fear that a lot of people put in. So I want to talk about it a little bit from the side of just getting bad advice when it comes to big changes when they happen in the space. And then I want to dive a little bit into just overall taking advice from people that have no right giving advice. So for me, I guess I'll start out first as somebody that's been putting out selling books on Amazon, CDs and DVDs for years and years and years. I'm actively invested in the business, right? And I see it as a business. I guess that's the first big thing that me and Johnny, you know, when we signed up to do this from day one, we see this as a business, not reselling. It's you are a business owner. You have a small business. So we have to treat it like a business. Well, that's completely different. If you look at treating a business like a business and treating reselling like reselling, I mean, we're almost talking two opposite sides of the universe and how people approach just two separate words, when in reality, reselling is just a half-assed way to run a business, I guess is kind of what I'm trying to get at
here. I mean, the street vendor who's got a table of stuff, that's technically a reseller. I'm not going to call that person running a business. Now, are there some successful street sellers? Sure, they hustle too. But at the end of the day, most of them are not a business.
It's so true. And like, this happens and everybody freaks out, right? It's, I swear to you, Johnny, we talked about this like a few weeks ago in one of our calls. It was, hey, reselling has been boring lately. There's nothing real exciting going on. And then this happens and we're like, oh shit, here we go
again.
You
asked for it. You asked for it.
It's not like, and it's instant, even though we experienced the same exact thing, like almost 6 months to the day, 6 months ago, we experienced the same exact thing. And it is like instant panic ensues. And you even said, right, you were like, hey, I knew this was going on before like I even brought it to the attention of the group. I'm like, you're like, hey, I knew this was going on. I'm like, well, Johnny's not freaking out. He's not like telling me that like this is the end. So like, I don't know. What was your mindset?
I didn't
want
to incite a panic. You know what happened? A panic.
Like, I'm curious. Like, what was your mindset when you realized, all right, here we go again?
It was like, all right, I know it may be up to 30 days because that's about how long the last one ran. And I made a plans for, okay, I'm going to focus more on this. I actually shut off my repricer for this little stint. And because my repricer doesn't do dramatic shifts, I'm not doing a whole lot of penny undercutting. I am a little bit on a older inventory, but for the most stuff I'm sending in, it kind of just sits at a certain price for a while. Everybody's free to run their business how they see fit. That's how I run mine. So this little snafu doesn't really impact me too much other than my older stuff. I don't want it just going right down. So it was like literally light switch off on repricer. I'm waiting it out. Doing more consignment, eBay, I'm doing the YouTube, helping the Patreon, doing some other little side projects. And it's just par for the course. But if I didn't have the information that I had from 6 months ago, my mindset might be a little bit different and I'd probably be a little bit more on edge. But with historical precedent history, I know it's going to be okay. It's going to work itself out. Even if it doesn't, it's just a pivot. And my mind's already, I already have my pivot plans if I need to execute them. So I'm just kind of doing one of these, crossing my arms, waiting, and working my other projects that make me money.
I will say though, I do feel like we had our next level call. Me and Jeffy and me and we have a monthly next level call. It's more for focus on like next level talk, you know, not really beginner questions. I will say, like, when we had that call, the response was better than I thought it was going to be, right? There wasn't a lot of the sky is falling. It was, okay, this is basically exactly what happened. Here's how long we're going to have to wait. What is the plan to kind of get there? But I will say overall, there has been a lot of panic, more panic than I thought there would be,
Yeah.
because it just happened 6 months ago. And maybe, you know, maybe this thing is something where every once in a while, you know, Amazon decides to do this to alleviate the orders or whatever the hell conspiracy theory lawsuits going on. But I think the problem is it's clicks, right? It's the clicks. When you start getting into the YouTube and the Facebook groups and the social media, it's, I'll tell you right now, right? Like that video I posted, like, is this the end of Amazon, right? Like, of course, it's like my best performing out of my last 10 videos.
People love negativity or the it's the end of the world stuff. They really do. They'll click upon that more than they will a positivity type video. It's been proven, even outside of reselling, as a culture, we love negativity so much. We feed on it. When we're on the news is full of activity, and that spirals into the social media and it feeds off each other. It's a feeding frenzy of negativity. I've personally just kind of removed myself from all that. And I'm kind of down here, hunkled down below, running my own business and concentrating on me versus the rest of the world. Does that mean I not care about some social issues? Of course I do, but it's not my, I don't let it define me. And I think a lot of people let it define them. And I know we're getting a little on the political side here, and we'll chop that off in a minute here, but you gotta, if you're running a business, you gotta focus on the business, not everything else that's going outside, that's screaming really, really loud. Your business is precious and you got to treat it like that. And if you get just, I'm going to call it distractions because I think that's what it is. If you get distracted by all the noise and everybody crying here and there, that's going to impact your business. And again, in a negative way. Ignore it. Make your plans for your business. Like there were a lot of, on the mastermind call, there were a lot of what if, what should I do kind of scenarios. They haven't thought it through. They didn't have a plan versus myself. I had a plan because I based it off 6 months ago. Some of those people weren't around 6 months ago, to be fair. So there's no reason they would not ask those questions, and they should have asked those questions, which are good to have. But once you have those plans in place, you're kind of on an easy street. You're just ready to go and you're just rolling with the punches and you're smiling while doing it because you're prepared.
I'm gonna switch it here away from this whole Amazon topic and get a little bit more into why people shouldn't listen to YouTubers and podcasters like ourselves. Johnny said it already this call. Everybody can run their business as they see fit, right? Right.
Yeah.
And anybody can be a reseller, the term we love, because we love it so much, it's even in the title of our podcast, right? It's not the small business, right? It's not the entrepreneur mindset podcast. It's the reseller podcast. And with this comes the wonderful realm of social media and YouTube content creation that I believe leads more people astray than actually helps them in today's world and age. There are great content creators out there, right? Don't get me wrong. There's honest, straight shooting. They'll tell you everything's going on type content creators. But for every one of me and Johnny's that exist in the YouTube realm and the social media realm, there's probably 25 that, you know, anybody can do this, right? Fake it until you make it. In reselling, you 100% can fake it until you make it. And I've developed the theory along, not a theory, but like a rule set of, if I'm going to have somebody in my inner circle, which is very, very small, probably a lot smaller than most people would assume the used book guy circle is, right? Like, I've been in the same niche for 5 years. I've sold the same junk for 5 years. Everybody probably thinks I'm like, everybody come on over. Yeah, everybody's got my number, right? Like, it is that is the furthest thing from truth. I'll tell you right now, my circle is very, very small. And there's some requirements to get into the circle, right? So, first thing I need to see.
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer.
Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at gotolister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
If I'm even going to listen to what you have to say, I need to see like your actual P&L statement. I know. I'm not trying to approve you for a loan, but if I'm going to listen to business advice from somebody, I need to know hello, do you have a business, right? Like, because anybody can sit here, Johnny, on the internet and say, yeah, I got a six-figure business or, you know, seven-figure business, or I'm selling 20K a month on this platform, that platform. I need physical proof. Maybe that's short-sighted of me, but hey, it keeps my circle nice and clean. And I know the people that are in there are actually making some damn money. I don't know if you have like a criteria for your circle, do you?
Yes.
Give me one of the things you got that's like criteria based.
If you can't explain to me how you're making money, or it's very similar to yours. I make X amount of money a year, but I'm like, okay, how much of that's coming from each of your sales divisions? They're like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, you're done. Crossing you off. I know my eBay numbers. I know my Amazon numbers. I know my consignment numbers. And I know my cash dealing numbers. I know how much each one of those channels is making. To me, that's very simplistic. That's business 101. If you can't answer that question, I don't care if you're making 10 figures. I don't know how much money you're actually clearing. You could be clearing negative $1, which isn't clearing money. You're owing money. I'm done with you.
It's right. I mean, I think a lot of people get caught up with the glitz and glamour, and, you know, we'll have the nerds that comment on this podcast, like, people should have to tell you that their sales or income or this or that. They don't have to. I just don't have to follow that shit, right? Like, You don't have to tell me nothing, but don't think you're going to be like, you know, when me and Johnny go to the rodeo, like, you're not invited to the rodeo with us, right? Like, you're kind of beat here. Like, it's fine. Anybody can post whatever they want. I'm just saying, we have to be realistic when people are talking out their ass. And there's a lot of it that goes on in the reselling space.
Here's another one. I'm giving away my secret sauce for becoming my friend.
Yes.
You're solving your own problems, but you may have a question on the solution path. Like, I'm doing this. What do you think about that? Versus how? It's not I'm attempting something to see if it works, experimenting, pushing the envelope, questioning of will this work, will this not work, versus how do I do something? The people that can answer that how do I do something, check mark, cool people, because they're on to the next important question. I know the how, but if, I love the if I do this, what do you think will happen? And it's speculative of, well, you should probably run an experiment, A-B test it, see if it works or not, is usually the answer. Or here's my hypothesis, opinion, take it with a grain of salt of why that probably won't work. Because I've done a similar experiment. So it's an exchange of information, more so of how to tutorial simplistic 101 questions. The people that can ask questions on pushing the envelope, I consider them a valuable resource because we're in business and business people take risk. If we can squeeze a dollar out of something, we will. Or better yet, okay, I'm squeezing a dollar out of it now. I want to squeeze that to 10. How do I squeeze 10 more dollars out of doing the same thing? Those people I consider on the right path to success.
The next one is kind of going to lead us into the talk of diversifying your business and why I personally think it is very, very dangerous to do such a thing is, for me, everybody's business model is the best business model to themselves, right?
Yes.
Like, you come across, I start watching another channel, right? And, you know, we just had, you know, St. Louis bookkeeper on doing Whatnot, right? To him, what's not it, right? Like, this ain't nothing else even matters in this man's life, right? Like, and that's what I'm trying to say. When you see these other channels, I get recommended tons of entrepreneur different businesses on YouTube, right? Vending sure. machines, renting Toro cars. Like, there's a million car washes, whatever the hell it may be. Like, there's a million. And to that person that's posting that content, that is the best business model. There's nothing that's even close to it. So when we start getting sucked down these other rabbit holes, especially in reselling, and a lot of it is platform-based, right? And if I got to hear another person tell me, because Amazon's buy box is broken, Johnny, that that's why you shouldn't have all your eggs in one basket, and this is why you need an eBay store. And I say, hold up. If you were doing over $175,000 in the last 12 months, real numbers from my numbers, don't make me print out the paper right now and show you all. Your ass won't be talking about diversification. It's always, yeah, I'm fired up today, dude. I'm going nuts. All right. It's easy to diversify when there's peanuts coming in the bank account.
Yep, it
When the
certainly
big
is.
bills are coming in, you're going to tell me, wait, you mean to tell me right here, right now, right? To say, the hell with the 15 to 20K in sales every month, the $6,000 to $10,000 in profit every month. You want me to go to the stores unit and start listing on eBay? Have we lost our damn minds, Johnny?
Pretty much. I mean, I listen to a lot of business owners outside of reselling because there's always something I can pull from those guys. A good example of this, and yes, I do recommend listening to them, is the Operators Podcast. They got a guy from Woods Wallet, the Hex Clad stuff on there. Millionaire people, right? They're making more money to me. They're making more money than I could ever dream to make on reselling. They always have something smarter that I haven't heard that they're saying that I need to take in. Because those guys are on a different level than I am, and I like learning from people who are smarter than I, and those people definitely are. Now, sometimes they talk above my head, and I have to go figure out what the hell they're talking about, but that makes me a smarter business owner in general. And they do have their own little group, but I think it's like a 10 million gateway to entry. So good luck with that, resellers. Not a lot of resellers pulling in 10 mil.
No.
Another one I've listened to was a really smart gentleman. This was years ago. He stopped posting on YouTube, but he ran a lawn care business, and he had a three-man crew that cleared in the bank 1.5 million off one crew he did. But he was very honest about his numbers, is why I appreciated this gentleman. He could not reproduce it with his other crews because of all the route they had was like the best you could ever hope for. It was like lawn after lawn after lawn after lawn. They could pretty much just go in a straight line and mow like 10 lawns at once. So less travel time, less downtime. They could just mow all day, right? Sharpen the blades. But it was a beautiful business, just that one crew. But all of his other crews, like half the numbers. And I appreciate the honesty in that. And again, it's getting that honesty out in the world, which I think is rare these days. And there is something to be said of where do we go for the information outside of YouTube? There's not a whole lot of places,
No, dude,
honestly.
that's why we were talking about our inner circle of
Yeah.
actual business owners, right? Like it that is the only you need real life experience, right? It's kind of like when you start a job and they're like, here, watch this VHS tape and it's going to train you versus you just doing on the job training, right? Like the on the
Yeah.
job's always going to be better. So what you're saying is right. And I guess it does suck because not a lot of people have inner circles. Thankfully, there are groups out there that are actually beneficial. You know, you got your Patreon, my group. There's other
Yeah.
big reselling groups out there that actually help. But I think, you know, even at that scale, we're still a percent of a percent. And it's just so easy to kind of just listen to all the shit that goes on.
Right. And if you're new, you're not going to have that inner circle. You're the new
Nah.
guy or the new girl. And nobody wants to talk to you. They don't know if you're going to stick around. They don't know if you're serious. And they don't know if they're going to be wasting their time. So you're kind of having to fend for yourself and shred the water in the shark infested and hoping for the best here. And honestly, that's how it should be. You should have to, quote unquote, pay your dues before anybody wants to talk to you. But while you're doing that, you need to be engaged with whatever community you decide to roll with. And if you're in a bad one, you should be able to tell this pretty quickly, go to another one. So you are going to position yourself to have a network of people who may bother to associate with you down the road. So you guys can talk amongst your inner circle once you get that going. I know it sounds like a bunch of horse shit, but that's how it is. I would not have the network of people if I did just doing my own thing in the shadows, and my business would be so far behind where it is now. But because I am a little bit open and give an advice nugget here and there, and or bother to help somebody or chat with somebody from time to time, that has helped me position myself to where I am today. If I were just, again, to sit in the dark, I wouldn't be where I am. I honestly wouldn't.
I think, you know, I think a big thing here, right? I'm telling you that I'm on this Amazon plane, and if all the engines fail, dude, it is what it is, right? We crash and burn. We move on to the next thing. Johnny's got a completely different business model. So me sitting here telling you not to diversify is not like me telling Johnny he's an idiot for doing it, right? Like, Johnny is a whole different beast than the used book guy, right? If you haven't noticed this in the 160 damn episodes, the guy actually has book knowledge. He enjoys books. He understands eBay as a platform, but he also enjoys the ease of throwing shit in a box and sending it to Amazon. He works many, many hours in his business, and he's fine with that. The problem with diversification for the used book guy is, hey, wait a minute. I am diversified, all right?
You got two things,
Not even just, I sell on eBay, just not my own. Like, I don't list my stuff. I send it to him, right? Like, it goes to Johnny, right? So it's like.
You got the YouTube, though. You got the YouTube, and you got Amazon, and I guess you got a little eBay hustle with sending stuff.
No, but see, like, I try to, with the diversification talk, because I'm so tired of hearing everybody telling me to diversify off Amazon. I want to keep it just to damn me starting to sell on other platforms, right? I commit to the idea that if the Amazon plane crashes, so be it. I'm on board. I'm a casualty. You all can make fun of me and laugh at the end of the rainbow. And maybe I'm naive to it, right? Maybe I'm 100% naive to it. But I've built a business that allows me, if this plane crashes, guess what, suckers? I'm DB Cooper, and I'm jumping out the back with my Amazon money. That's all I'm saying is I have a bank account from what I made on Amazon that if this goes boom and it never fixes itself, Johnny, I'm going to be okay, even if I decide to do nothing for the next 5 years of my life.
And not a lot of people are in that position, or they're working to that position. And, okay, here's the hard truth. Amazon, eBay, all of them, should not be the end of the rainbow for you. The money you're pulling in, a portion of it either goes to investing, but you should also have another thing for putting it into something that you want to do, that you want to enjoy, that will make money, whatever that thing is. I can't tell you whether that's a lawn care business, whether that's a bookstore, whether that's, I don't know, a Radio Shack, small parts, electronics store, whatever, your own thing that can make money, that can generate money, because that thing, that's secure and safe. What we do over here, we work. We are under the employ of Mr. eBay, Mr. Amazon, Mr. Etsy, and that Mr. Mrs. Whatever. They could tell us to take a walk anytime they want. But this thing over here that we pump money in, we sweat equity in, and it's finally making money, that's ours. That's forever. That could be real estate investing, property rentals, all that kind of stuff. You got to be planning for that because, and also if you're on the older side, like, I'm sorry, picking up boxes of even CDs and DVDs and books, you can't do that for 50 years. I mean, if you want to do that for 50 years, that's your call.
You're getting us in trouble again, dude.
Okay. I don't care. You need to plan for these things.
And I'm going to wrap it into the last one I wanted to cover here is, people that haven't actively been selling in your space for X amount of time, you should not be taking advice from. All right. So how would I say this? So if Johnny's given me eBay advice and he hasn't sold on eBay in 6 months, Johnny, your advice is dead.
I'm out of touch. I mean, shouldn't take advice. No.
All right. There's business practices that Johnny has, of course, learned over the course of him being an entrepreneur and growing a business. 100%, right? You can't take that away from him. But if we're talking about specific build your business on specific platform type advice, I mean, let's look, you know, how much has eBay changed this year? How much has Amazon changed this year, dude? It's like, it's nothing like it used to be, right?
Right. I'll give a practical example of this. I used to be in marketing, and I got tons of phone calls my first year because I still had the knowledge. But I'll tell you right now, after being almost 5 years away from it, the landscape's totally different. I don't know what I I'm not up to par on things, and my advice and my expertise is irrelevant. If you came and asked me for marketing advice on social platforms today, it really is. Now, me jumping on YouTube, I'm having to relearn all that stuff because that's associated, but I'm out of touch. Nobody would pick me up today. And if they did, I wouldn't be making the salary I was making back then, because I was an expert back then. I'm an amateur now. It's just that much time in internet land when things are rapidly being upgraded and changed, like you were talking about, is so fast. You got to be in it every day of the week, to be considered a quote unquote expert, in my opinion. If you take a month off, I think you're starting to be out of touch, even if that small time frame.
I'll compare it to sports, right? So like there's a Hall of Fame, right? Like people that haven't played the game in X amount of time, right? But like they have all their knowledge from when they played, but right, you can't take the same things they took away from the game and apply them to today's game because the rules have changed. There's different rules. The just the overall, you know, kind of landscape of the sport has changed. It is the same in reselling. I find it hard for me to take advice from somebody that hasn't sold a book, CD, or DVD in Amazon in the past 3 months. That's probably being lenient. Probably be 1 month if I was going to be real hard ass about it. But yeah. Like, I'm sorry, but like that's why I enjoy the group, because I get to do one-on-ones and I get to see people every day that are out there in the thick of it, right? And I'm going to take more away from every single person that doesn't have a YouTube channel and is actually out there making things happen, sending boxes in, struggling through the business, than somebody who sold on Amazon 6 months ago and is still trying to tell people how they should run their Amazon business.
Right. And there's a certain amount of knowledge you can take from these folks.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of it you can't. So you got to listen to these people with a grain of salt and don't degrade them.
No.
There's no need for that. But listen to what they have to say. And then on your list of things you made, of things they said, cross out stuff that you know they don't know what they're talking about. Because it's not that they're telling you what they knew then. And it's not that it's irrelevant, but it's irrelevant now. It was relevant then. It's irrelevant now. And there's a fundamental difference there. They're telling you what they know. They're giving you their knowledge and their experience. Now, you taking a sleuth and filtering out what's good to keep for yourself, that's important too. And that's a skill set, I would say, honestly. And you got to learn to read between the lines and take stuff for you. And you're going to listen to some bad advice, and you're going to take some bad advice before you learn this lesson and learn how to listen a little bit better.
I'm going to wrap it up here with, we talked about our inner circle. The exact people Johnny just talked about can exist in your outer circle. So people you take, you know, business structure from, you know, the podcast Johnny was talking about, there's other things, you know, these people aren't selling books. They don't give a shit about eBay, but you still can learn things from this. It's kind of the same idea when we have people on from other platforms. We learn from these people. They all have business models that actually work and make sense. So just take things with a grain of salt. Don't trust everything you see on YouTube, even from me and Johnny. Hate to, you know, we don't show every little part of our business, all the ups and downs, and it's not all green grass and flowers and roses. John, you got anything you want to add?
Yeah, I got two things, actually. Yeah, and here's a perfect example. And I've spoken about this before. When I was doing my return to Amazon and the rules had changed, and I was like, okay, I'm running a hardcore experiment. I'm going to send in everything I can as long as it has a score. That worked great for a while. And I was talking about it, and I failed to mention this, at least for a little while. Do not copy me. Please do not copy me. You should not copy me, because I am running an experiment that I don't know how it's going to work out, but so far it's working good. A few people did not listen to me, and those few people suffered the same thing I did at the end of that experiment of, here's your gigantic ass bill, and you got to pay it off now. I felt bad, but I did tell them and everybody else, don't copy me. Because when you run an experiment, that can be an outcome of an experiment. You will fail. And I mean, I made money that year. Don't get me wrong, but that big bill wasn't worth it at the end. But I digress. To the outer circle point, and this is my last thing here. I have somebody I specifically call when I know I'm going to do the opposite of everything they have to say. And that's useful to me. It's like a sounding board, because I know whatever they say, I'm going to do the exact opposite because they're too conservative. And this person I call father, he's bad at business. He's tried a couple of businesses. So if I give him a scenario and get his thoughts, dear old dad, and he tells me what he would do, I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to do the exact opposite. Thank you, Pops. I'll talk to you in 6 months.
Oh, dude, that's so true. That's so true. You kind of hit everything on the head. So we'll wrap it up here. We appreciate you guys listening, wherever you're listening or watching over on the YouTube. And we will talk to you all next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.